It's new music time here at Grassroots Radio WNCW. Welcome to episode 31 of On the Way Up. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, and in our show, we get some heavy-hitting favorites bringing us their latest, with Western North Carolina's Steep Canyon Rangers showing up in the playlist, and a new and decidedly different approach from the Decemberists, plus one of our favorite Americana bands from Brooklyn with a new single from Yarn. We'll also get to some nifty jazz and violin tunes, as well as feature an up-and-coming old-time band from the high country here in the Old North State. Martin Anderson joins me for DJ for a Day as we talk about how many more songs reflecting the political and cultural divides of our day are coming to us here at WNCW and how that impacts our audience. We've been getting a lot of feedback on some of these songs, and we're constantly asking ourselves which ones we should play, which ones we shouldn't, and how we should handle the blowback that comes around every so often. Let's start off with a band that has some highly coveted hardware, and that's not to mention their instruments. It's the Grammy-winning six-piece Steep Canyon Rangers. From their 13th album, Out in the Open, this is Let Me Out of This Town.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Papa's gonna buy you a mockingbird. Say, darling, say. And if that mockingbird don't sing, Papa's gonna buy you a diamond ring. Say, darling, say. Papa's gonna buy you a billy goat. Say, darling, say. And if that billy goat won't pull, Papa's gonna buy you a card and bowl. Say, darling, say. And if that card and bowl turn over, Papa's gonna buy you a dog named Rover. Say, darling, say.
As we like to say, old time is not a crime. A new take on a classic from a very young band from Boone, North Carolina, Strictly Strings. They're Kathleen and Anissa Burnett with Willow Dillon, Caleb Cotney, and Cecil Gerganis, who's the only member showing any gray. Cecil has taught fiddle and mentored his bandmates for over 5 years now as part of the Junior Appalachian Musicians Program. Strictly Strings gave us their version of the classic Say Darlin' Say, which is a traditional tune that's been recorded upwards of 100 times by different artists over the decades. You can hear music like this on shows like This Old Porch on Sunday afternoons here at WNCW, as well as on Mountain Mornings with host Jasmine Melton. Their website is strictlystringsband.com. At the top was the bluegrass band Steep Canyon Rangers. They've pushed the envelope of the stricter, more traditionalist definitions of the form as of late, but this Joe Henry-produced album finds them returning to at least one time-honored tradition associated with bluegrass. They recorded the songs all together in the same room, so no overdubbing and separate takes for the Rangers on this one. They lost a founding member just recently, which was big news. Charles Humphrey, bass player and co-writer of that song, Let Me Out of This Town, left the group and was replaced with another notable Western North Carolina musician, Barrett Smith. We wish Charles the best with his former side project, Songs from the Road Band. Now here's one from a series of singles coming out on the 13th of every month this year from Yarn in their song Undone.
day I fight, every day I lose. Every day I try something new. It never fails to beat the hell out of me and knock me down to my knees and make me pray every night. Lord, won't you help me find the light? I've come undone. Oh, I can't take it no more. You have won. Congratulations and good luck. Oh, I have fought so hard for something that I don't even want. Enough's enough. Every day I try, every day I fail. Every day I look for something there. It never fails to leave me blank. It sways my heart, it sways my mind. And still I pray every night. Though I've given up the fight. And good luck. Oh, I have fought so hard for something
Decemberists fans, I bet you didn't see that coming. I didn't either, but that's okay, because the new single from Colin Malloy and the band is really good. The Decemberists worked with producer John Congleton for the first time. He's also made records with artists like St. Vincent and Lana Del Rey, and they embraced influences such as Roxy Music and New Order on their eighth studio album, I'll Be Your Girl, which will be released March 16th. Quite a 180 from the last year's Off a Rex project, to be sure. That was the song Severed. Also a bit of a sonic contrast was the song before that from the group Marie/Lepanto, made up of Will Johnson and Justin Kinkle Schuster. It's a band named after two small Delta towns in between where the two grew up. They gave us one of the more amped-up tunes from the album Ten Killer, a song called Inverness. Fans of bands like Sunvolt will likely enjoy this record, and Will Johnson has played on record with Jay Farrar and Jim James in New Multitudes back in 2012. There are many more acoustic tunes on this record than electric ones, and those quieter moments are just as engaging. To start, you heard the new Virtual 45 from Brooklyn band Yarn. They're releasing a single on the 13th of every month this year, calling it the Lucky 13 series. That was the virtual B-side of the first single, the song Undone, a little bit more electric than the A-side, the song Heaven and You. These are available only on their website at yarnmusic.net, and the band is including in each download the two originals, as well as an alternate version of one of those tracks, and some neat things like handwritten recordings for the songs. They add that this music, quote, will never be on iTunes and it will never be on Spotify, end quote. With never in all caps. Yarn is back in our neck of the woods headlining the Winter Skunk Music Fest in South Carolina this February. Next, we welcome back WNCW morning host and music director Martin Anderson for a talk about how we've been getting so much more music addressing the politics and social issues of our day and how that's playing out with us and our listeners.
We live in a political world. Love don't have any place. We live in times where men commit crimes and crime don't have a face.
Bob Dylan is our segue for DJ for a Day here on WNCW's On the Way Up. It is a political world. Not only some of the usual suspects like Jason Isbell or James McMurtry, it's almost like take your pick. A lot of this is getting front and center in the music that we're getting. These are songs that are confronting the issues of the day. How do we deal with it? How do we deal with all of the listeners taking this in and sometimes liking it, sometimes not?
Yeah, and there are a couple issues to contend with, Joe, here at a radio station like ours. One is not wanting to take sides too much and to kind of take sides and songs that kind of match what you feel is the feedback you're getting from your listenership. If you're hearing strong opinions on one side or another from your listenership, then maybe you want to kind of play songs that are going to match that. The other thing is to kind of find that balance between songs that are political at all and some that are not at all. You don't want to become overly political, just like we want to have a diversity in genres that we play here, and we go for that balance between old and new, between recognizable artists and songs, and then ones that are brand new out of the box. It's not a specific matrix we go for here, and you could probably listen to other podcasts here of On the Way Up that talk a little bit about, you know, how we make the sausage. But that kind of balance in genres and styles also applies to songs that touch on politics or just contemporary events. You know, some people will say, well, it's not all politics. And other people say, well, everything is politics. Really, we're talking about contemporary issues. And you don't want to have every song touch on that because, let's face it, a lot of us listen to music or do anything in terms of hobbies or things we do with our days to get away from things that trouble us. But we also turn to the arts to try and address these issues that are around us every day and that we just can't sweep under the rug.
Part of the idea for this conversation was a phone call from a listener that we got who was making the case that they really did not want to hear this. They came to WNCW to escape all of the turmoil that they heard when they would turn on the news and so forth, and that we should be the respite for any of that sort of thing. But I don't think there's any way of getting around it. There's just going to be more and more of this type of material in music, and a lot of it's going to be really good, and we're going to play it. We're not going to want to force the issue on anybody. We're not going to want to try to take sides necessarily, but you know, it's becoming more and more of a line that is kind of a hard line to walk.
It is. And when you and I each got this two separate phone calls from the same person, it was a very impassioned conversation he had with us, right? About how he just, oh, yeah, really irked him. This song, it was about the stuff going on in Missouri. I'm talking about the race relations there that aren't just in Missouri, but that's what the song was about. And I really had to track down what this song was that the other host had played to see, did it really cross the line? And that's a whole interesting conversation to have as well, Joe, about the lyrics in a song that is, quote, political. At what point does it cross the line? At what point is it too overt versus it just touches on something? And what's interesting is the song in question is from a local artist. He's from Taylorsville, Tony Altura. He's got a new album out with a number of songs that I think are just really well written. And there's this one song that a host here played, Nothing Changes If Nothing Changes. And I had to listen to it. And the first time I heard it, I did not notice it was about any political topic. But upon listening to it more, I thought, ah, yes, it is. And ironically, the song that prompted this call and now this podcast conversation, the issue addressed is nothing changes if nothing changes. If there is an issue challenging our society, it's not going to get any better if we don't address it, if we escape from it, sweep it under the rug, decide that we don't have to let it affect our lives. Ironic.
So let's just let you hear it and decide. Just a piece of this one from Tony L. Tora from Between Love and Tragedy, new from Taylorsville, North Carolina. The tune, Nothing Changes If Nothing Changes.
My heart is heavy and my soul starts to drift away. Look what's going down in Missouri. These are hard times we're living in. In all this tension gets in the way. We're hoping for an answer, but it won't be here today. Because if nothing changes, nothing changes, they say. So if nothing changes, nothing will change.
Okay, there you have it, a piece of the tune. What do you think? Seems pretty innocuous on some level, but my two-cent psychological take on this was that it was a cumulative effect, like all of the other songs, along with this one, sort of pushed this listener over the edge to kind of complain to us in a very polite way.
Mm-hmm.
So we know we're going to get this sort of thing, and what do? It's a hard spot to be in, but we're all in this spot. It is not going to go away.
Yes. We are now, a little over a year past the November 2016 election. When you think about the gestation period of an artist to get an idea, start putting a song together, and then gather the artists and the recording engineers and whatnot, and then to release the song, some folks do it within a few weeks, and they're just really quick. Others, it can take a while. And I'm noticing now that, okay, we're really seeing more and more. It's kind of like a snowball effect of songs coming out then. So this song that we played in this very conversation, it fostered a couple interesting Facebook conversations about, okay, at what point, you know, is it too political and just how political should we get? And we got on one side of the spectrum, someone who's actually former host here at the station from a while ago, John Murphy, a listener now, and he said, quote, never talk about politics or religion unless it's indefinite like company. All right. There's one perspective.
That's a golden rule of probably of days gone by now, I'm afraid.
Maybe. Never poke the hornet's nest. To which some would respond, well, nothing changes if nothing changes. But then most of the other comments that I saw were along the lines of this one guy, Brian Paul Swink. He's a banjo player, and he's a booking agent. And he said, quote, I see it, meaning politics and music, as a spectrum with preachy on one side and bearing witness on the other. And I'm quoting Brian here. The great songs and songwriters, and Jason Isbell is a good example here, bear witness to injustice and social issues. They peel back the onion layers and set up a scene that forces you to acknowledge something at its core and then give you the freedom to make your own judgments. That is what separates genius from mediocre. End quote. So in other words, when you're a little too pointed and specific in your song about politics or issues, one, it might just seem too dated and specific, but also it can just lose its effect because it's not giving you, the listener, the freedom to take it to your own interpretation. And what's interesting, Joe, is I interviewed Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi real recently. We'll be airing that interview at some point soon on WNCW. And Derek said almost the exact same thing. It's about, you know, you don't want to be too preachy in a song. You want to be kind of vague. You want to address an issue, but not in too direct of a way. Let the listener formulate the story and the characters and the setting in their own mind.
I like that.
Me too.
Where do we go from here? I think you're going to be hearing some of these songs on WNCW, but keep in mind that we're not going to be forcing anything on anyone. We're not going to be purposefully trying to make people mad. That's a bad move for anybody in media, I'm sure. But do we get it from all sides, and haven't brought this up, but there's plenty of songs that we play on other ends of the spectrum. You know, like you think some of the, say, classic country songs took a pretty dim view of things like hippie culture and so on and so forth. And
Okie from Muskogee comes to mind.
We play plenty of stuff like that that's like flag and country sort of themes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we've gotten comments and calls about that too.
Yes, yes. One thing about WNCW, we really do have the full spectrum in terms of our political spectrum of listeners we have. And that's one thing that, speaking personally, I just think is wonderful. I'm so grateful to be at a station that isn't pigeonholed into any one belief or doctrine or philosophy, just like we're not just one genre. So if you ask me, like, part of our purpose here at this station is to inform people about new music, about new styles, and to address what's happening in our world. In other words, to stay current. And it's not to improve the world by pushing a certain agenda. It's just about addressing what's going on in our world and to stay relevant with the times.
There you have it. It's DJ for a Day at WNCW. Drop us a line. Let us know your comments. You can reach me, Joe K, at WNCW.org. You can reach Martin, at WNCW.org. And we'll look forward to hearing what you've got to say.
Yeah, thanks a lot for bringing up the topic and for keeping the conversation going. I think that's really important.
Thank you, Martin. Coming up, it's our segue of the week with a band from the 1980s that was way ahead of its time, and we start this last set of On the Way Up with a new jazz guitar instrumental from Julian Lage. Thank you.
So I have been with you, but I know not where we go. No, I am no longer scared, but I find that I'm reaching for the glue. So stick on me and go, lick your wounds and we'll grow together. So stick on me and go, lick your wounds and we'll know each other. You, but it's just some foolish go. Losing my sleep to you, but if you're still in my dreams, I'll let you go. So stick on me and go, lick your wounds and we'll be right back.
You know, I think artists like Sam Amadon owe a debt to the Horseflies, the group from upstate New York back in the 80s. That was the title track to their 1987 album, Human Fly, which merged old-time music with something far more futuristic. They benefited from not only being original and forward-thinking, but also from having great players like Judy Hyman on the fiddle. Before that was another violin player, Joe Kai, a new artist who is carrying on that tradition of combining styles and elements in unique ways. Joe Kai with Stick on Me from his first full album called Migrants. His career began in 2013 and has already caught the ear of world-renowned cellist Yo-Yo Ma, whom he opened for. The album title is inspired by his Korean birth and Seattle upbringing. Kicking it off was Julian Lage with The Ramble from his 9th album and the 2nd with his trio, Modern Lore. Lage was someone you could say was born to do this. He was a child prodigy who was the subject of the 1997 documentary Jewels at 8. At 13, Lage performed at the 2000 Grammy Awards. At 15, Lage became a faculty member at the Stanford Jazz Workshop at Stanford University. How many artists' first record gets a Grammy nomination? Well, he checks that box too. He's played in various styles, recording duo projects with guitarists Chris Eldridge and Nels Klein, and appearing on David Grisman's Dog Duos, for example. This is one of Roland Deroff's new favorites, and you can hear it on his Saturday morning show Jazz and Beyond, as well as in our weekday music mix. That's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the music and will support the artists you heard here and elsewhere on WNCW. We welcome your support, too. And you can become a member of Listener Powered Radio anytime on our website at wncw.org. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, and it is an honor and a pleasure to be the host of On the Way Up. Our theme song from Eliza Lynn takes us away.
Sing a new song in the rain. Sing a new song to the drops come. Sing a new song where you are. Sing a new song where the sky meets the ground. Sing a new